This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Steena's Dirt at 642, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, now offering car loans for up to 7 years. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up in Hollywood, Dina? Something about being fake?
Super fake. So, you know, recently we talked about how some celebrities are getting over $1 million for just one Instagram post.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. A lot of companies want them to endorse their product, and they have millions and millions of followers, so that's how they come up with that figure. But do you ever wonder how many of those are fake? So it turns out a lot of those accounts are fake.
Oh, yeah.
During an investigation, they had looked over about 100 celebrities and sports figures. Top 10, most of them are sports people. And coming in at the number 2 spot for most fake Instagram followers and Twitter followers,
mm-hmm.
you're going to believe this one, Ellen DeGeneres.
Really? Fake? Fake ones, huh?
Yeah, she's got over 74 million followers, but 49% of them are fake.
Wow.
Right?
Look to Steve 1, Steve 2, Steve 3. They're all guilty.
But that's going to hurt her feelings to find out that all these people are fake.
How do you know they're not the ones coming up with the fake ones?
Are you think she's doing
it? I don't know.
How do you know Ellen DeGeneres isn't fake?
Ellen, I don't know about, but Kourtney Kardashian.
She digitally created?
Yep.
Almost every Kardashian and Jenner is more than 40% of fake accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift, over 40% fake. Miley Cyrus, Katy Perry, Chris Hemsworth, Kevin Hart. Those are just some of the names. And the list goes on and on. The one that shocked me the most, though, and hurts my feelings like, deeply is Oprah. I can't imagine that any of those followers are fake.
Well, it's not necessarily her. I guess it could be hackers or somebody that really likes Oprah that sits around all day.
I get requests all the time on Twitter and Facebook, and I know they're fake things. They're not. I'm not telling these people to get to me. These people are just trying to get fake stuff out there.
Some of them do it, though.
My friend, just a friend.
DinaStirt.com.
So Taylor Swift having a big celebration the other night. She's just celebrating everything. She's got the MTV Video Music Awards set to perform there. She's throwing a big party to celebrate that, and along with Teen Choice Awards. And now there's a big video going around, hashtag Drunk Taylor is trending. So what it is a video posted from this big party where she's singing her song, You Need to Calm Down, and she's just she's having a grand old time, and then she ends up collapsing on the couch, just I think out of exhaustion from all her partying. And
wow.
This seems to be the big trend over the weekend. And what does she think about that? She's cool with it. She said, we had so much fun. Drunk Taylor's trending on Twitter. Cheers.
Yeah. Thanks
own
to
it,
Steve
right?
1, Steve 2, and Steve 3.
All the followers. Yeah.
DinaStirt.com.
Kimora Lee Simmons and Jimon Hansu, they share a 10-year-old son, and custody of Kenzo's been kind of chill, but now they're working towards something more formal. Why? Well, because Jimon claims that Kimora wouldn't let him see his son on Father's Day. But she says that's not true. We encourage them to come together for all family events. And now Jimon wants to take Kenzo to Africa for good. And when he asked to take his son there, Kimora's first ex-husband, Russell Simmons, said, I think you should sign an agreement saying you're bringing him back. And he refused to. So it looks like there's going to be a lot of drama coming up with this custody case.
DinaStirt.com.
And Kylie Jenner, we told you, has been celebrating her birthday for just short of forever.
Yep.
As long as J-Lo's birthday, because that was forever.
I know. Yeah. Well, J-Lo turned 50, so that was like a big deal. Kylie Jenner turned 22.
So. And a half.
It's important.
So, you know, on the yacht over the weekend celebrating her birthday, and she showed off this necklace that Travis Scott, her baby daddy, got her for her birthday, and priced around somewhere in the $375,000 range. Now, this necklace is, I couldn't quite figure it out until I realized, wait a minute, that's the logo for her cosmetics.
Huh.
What?
Which looks good on her cosmetics as a diamond necklace.
Wait, so he used the logo from her cosmetics to make a diamond from it?
Which is a pair of lips that are dripping.
Oh, okay.
So maybe
I'll have to look.
We considered that for our logo, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Years ago?
Yeah.
12 years ago?
It's the kind of gift you only wear out when you're going out with that person.
Call it dripping lips.
Mm. Dripping lips. And that's your dirt.
No, hashtag.
We got the tongue sploosh instead. So that's your dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Let's do the dirt. Dina's got your dirt at the 40 now. Brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union with some auto loans rates right now at as low as 1.9% APR. For all the details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up in Hollywood, Dina?
All right, as we told you last week, I took a pill in Ibiza. Singer Mike Posner recently hospitalized after getting bitten by a rattlesnake on his walk across America.
What?
That's right. You were out last week.
I was on vacation.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You should always notify me about Mike Posner news. Come on.
I know. So he's now taking to social media to give fans an update on how he's doing, saying he knew walking across America was going to be dangerous. He said, I knew I could die doing it. I still might, but don't feel sorry for me. I'm proud. I'm in this hospital after chasing my dream and not sitting on the couch watching Netflix. I'm proud of this pain. But he has to now relearn to walk with the use of a walker, all from a rattlesnake bite.
Wow.
So he said from 24 miles a day to using this walker to get to the bathroom, but he's not down on it. He's like, I'm on my way back, going to rebuild with patience.
That's awesome. So he's making a comeback. Yeah. His next album, Rattlesnake. There's a name for it now,
yeah.
Doesn't he? Sweet and relevant.
I think this might be one thing he should put behind him.
DinasDirt.com.
The 2019 Teen Choice Awards handed out last night. Taylor Swift taking home the inaugural Icon Award. Shawn Mendes named Choice Male Artist, Choice Summer Artist, and with his collaboration with Camila Cabello, Senorita, that won Choice Summer Song. BTS got three awards as well, and BTS's management team took the opportunity to announce the band is taking a break.
What?
Yes. I know, right? It's gonna be like another boy band breaking up, is what I think. But they're saying they just need to chill out and enjoy their 20s.
All right.
That's what they're saying, but I mean, look what happened to, I can't even remember the name of that band that Zayn was part of, and Harry Styles. Yeah. I'm just saying how quickly we will forget if they go away too long.
I don't know.
But if you want to see some of the winners, I'll have those posted for you. You can check them out at dinasdirt.com. They'll be there for you.
dinasdirt.com.
And Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes having a hard time convincing people they aren't more than just friends.
Oh, really?
Especially since videos surfaced online of the two of them getting smoochy at Shawn's birthday in New York City last week.
Oh.
And that's not all. When Camila took to social media to send out her birthday wishes, she said, happy birthday to this magic human. I love you. And included four heart emojis. Four of them.
All red, I wonder?
Four.
Well, you got to look at the situation. Did everybody kiss him on the lips?
That's true. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because then it wouldn't be a big deal.
If everybody's using heart emojis, then I guess you're right. It's probably not a big deal.
DinasDirt.com.
Heart emoji everything.
It's true, you do. It's no secret that things are serious between Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani. And while there hasn't been any kind of news of an engagement, the two are taking a big step in their relationship. According to Entertainment Tonight, they just purchased a home together in Los Angeles.
Ooh.
So Gwen's current home, which she bought with her ex-husband Gavin Rossdale, is now in escrow, meaning it's pretty much sold. But don't think they're rushing into marriage next. The source said that Blake and Gwen may be head over heels in love, but they don't want to feel rushed to tie the knot when everything is going so well in their lives. Everyone's asking what they're waiting for, but they really just don't want to rock that boat.
Yeah, and I mean, buying a house between the two of them, I'm sure there's like an in-law apartment. Doesn't necessarily they're living together, right? Those huge mansions.
That's true. It's like when you get into a fight, it's not like, you know, you're stuck on the couch. It's like you can have that wing.
Yeah, still 3,000 square feet.
Unless it's a nice couch.
That is true. Too. Very plush.
I like
and
my couch.
It's your dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
Remember that group you forgot about, Dina?
What's that?
Here they are. One Direction. It's 94.7 WMAS at 745. Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, now offering car loans for up to 7 years. Low rates, too, on some loans, 1.9% APR. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up in Hollywood, Dina?
All right. Well, Miley Cyrus, Liam Hemsworth, they're done. They announced that they were separating after only about 8 months after getting married. So
they were together for a while, though.
They were together for a bit before that, yeah. But are we shocked? Probably not so much. They are still going to remain dedicated parents to all the animals they share together. But speaking of parents...
Sounds like a lot. Do they have a zoo or something?
Yep.
Oh, they've got quite a few animals. But the thing is like when it came to being parents of children, you know, the human human variety. They were kind of at odds on that. Liam wanted to start a family right away. He doesn't want to keep putting this off, but it doesn't fall within the timeline that Miley has. So that's one of the things that got in the way. Now, in the meantime, following this split announcement, Miley was photographed kissing Caitlyn Carter, who is the ex of Brody Jenner, in Italy.
Oh, yes.
They were at a very busy hotel.
Italy?
Smooching at the pool.
Getting busy.
At Lake Como. You're getting very busy.
It's hard to resist at Lake Como.
It really is.
Yeah.
And she knew those photos would end up on the internet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, needless to say, she seems to have moved on.
I'm waiting for that word, though. Amicably.
Yes.
Every celebrity breakup, it's always amicable.
Jason Momoa says he can't start shooting the sequel to Aquaman yet because he was run over by a bulldozer while he was protesting in Hawaii. You know, that billion-dollar telescope project that, you know, first Dwayne The Rock Johnson was there protesting, and then Jason Momoa showed up to protest. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened that he got run over by a bulldozer.
I thought they always stop when there are people standing there. That's what happens in the movies.
Or they scoop you up.
That would be fun.
And then move you to the side.
But I hope he's okay. And maybe he's just joking. Maybe he's being a little dramatic. But I really do hope he's okay.
Dina's Dirt.com.
We've got another bachelor marriage to tell you about. Ashley and Jared from Bachelor in Paradise. They were Bachelor and Bachelorette contestants that were then on Bachelor in Paradise. And they got married this weekend in Rhode Island. And they had a lot of their Bachelor alums there, like Amanda Stanton, Ben Higgins, Carly Waddell, Evan Bass. All the big names were there, even Caitlin Bristow. So it was a big deal. Plus, they had a Bachelor producer officiate the wedding. And David Cook of American Idol was handling the music. So lots of, I'm sure we'll see it on TV at some point. Isn't that the way it usually goes with these weddings? I think Dunkin' Donuts is sponsored. And Gigi Hadid revealed in an Instagram post that she was robbed on her trip to Mykonos, Greece. Really weird way to announce it. She posted a bikini photo selfie and then wrote, "Got robbed." And that she's not. She's not going back.
Maybe?
I don't remember clothes. It's all that's left is this one bathing suit.
Tough time hiding your wallet.
That's true.
Yeah, you're right.
In a bathing suit.
Little bikinis don't come with a lot of pockets. But anyway, so she wasn't happy about that. She is okay. Nobody was hurt, but they did steal a lot of her possessions and her sister Bella, who is there on vacation with her too. Correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't Lindsay Lohan have a place in Mykonos?
Oh, she hangs
out there a lot?
Huh.
I was just saying. I'm not making
I thought they shut that down.
Conclusions. They shut down her club there, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying that part of Greece. We can't cleanse it fully, so
no
one can come back.
DinasDirt.com.
And that is your dirt at 840. You can get all the reports from 640, 740, and 840 at DinasDirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.